In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's become popular amongst modern scholarship to posit that Jesus was first the disciple of John the Baptist, and that at some point there becomes a break in John and Jesus' relationship, that Jesus then has to go his own way, while John is left behind. And of course, that in no way, shape, or form follows what is given in the Scriptures, what is reported to us about the relationship between Jesus and John. John was never the main event. John was never the guy. He was sent to prepare the way of the Lord. He was the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. He was indeed Elijah who was to come, coming in the power and in the spirit and in the office of Elijah, though not the same man come back down from heaven on a fiery chariot, which is the point of the Pharisees' question in John 1. Are you Elijah? And John says no. And then Jesus says, well, he is Elijah. Well, he's not the guy come down from heaven on a chariot. But he comes in the power and in the spirit and in the office of Elijah. No, John's office is to prepare the way of the Lord. John's office is to pronounce the coming of the Lord, that the Messiah is at hand, to call the people to repentance, so that when the Messiah makes himself known, they would receive him in joy and gladness, and not be utterly destroyed. And in carrying out that ministry, we oftentimes think of John as a preacher of the law. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, the axe is laid at the root of the trees. And that is very, very much law. But he also is a preacher of the gospel. So that when he's sitting there with his own disciples and he sees Jesus walking by, he points them with his finger, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Here's the guy. Here's the main event. This is the one that you've come out to see. I'm the undercard. I'm the opening act. I'm not the bridegroom. He is. Follow him. And so what John is sent to preach, what John is sent to proclaim, is not simply another message of messianic expectation. It's going to happen. He's obviously not a false prophet, gathering to himself a large following that he might try to overthrow Rome or overthrow Herod, as the case may be for John himself. No, he is sent to prepare the way of him who is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, the one who is begotten from the bosom of the Father, the one who is eternal with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God himself come in our flesh. John is not the one come to ransom captive Israel. It's the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God in human flesh, our Emmanuel, God with us, God for us, God who takes up our cause, God who picks us up, binds us up, and carries us in the brokenness of this life, who forgives our sins by virtue of his death, who raises us up in himself by virtue of his own resurrection and our baptism into him. John's office is to call us to repentance, but is then to point us to the Lamb of God, to point us to the Son of God, to point us to God himself come in our flesh. And so even though John is the last of the Old Testament prophets, he then in this way is the first of the New Testament pastors, preaching repentance and forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. That those who are broken, that those who are suffering, and those who are secure in their sins would be brought to repentance, but then find health and healing and life and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Isn't that why you're here yet this morning? At 9 o'clock on a Friday morning, you're not sleeping in, you're not getting to the thing, to the business of your day at hand, but you're here to hear the Word of God and to receive the Holy Sacrament, to be pointed and directed and brought to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, who has come to bind you up in your brokenness, who has come to relieve the burden of your sins and your anxieties, so that you can go out to the business you have at hand today, set free and comforted in Jesus Christ, who has loved you even unto the end of his own life upon the cross, and who is always interceding for you at the right hand of his Father. This is grace upon grace, that you receive from his hand every good and pleasant and wonderful thing, that you would indeed be his own and live under him in his kingdom in everlasting righteousness, blessedness, and innocence. Because that is why we are here. Yes, John gets a lot of emphasis in the season of Advent. But that emphasis serves to point us to and direct us to, as John did on the banks of the Jordan, point us to our Lord Jesus Christ, forgives our sins according to his grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.